Hi, and welcome to Moving Through Motherhood, a podcast for mums who want to move more mindfully through all stages of motherhood, including pregnancy, postnatal, and beyond. I'm Jen Mazur, founder of Mum's Yoga Club, and I'm here to support you in motherhood through conversations about movement, mindset, motivation, and so much more. So let's get started with today's episode. Start your 7-day free trial on Mum's Yoga Club, the online membership today. With unlimited yoga and meditation for pregnancy, postnatal and beyond, as a listener to the podcast, you get an exclusive 20% off a monthly or annual membership when you use the code POD20, that's POD20. That's less than £4 a week for unlimited yoga. So come and join our community of mums moving through motherhood together. Join Mum's Yoga Club, the online membership today using the link in the show notes. See you on the mat. Welcome to this week's podcast. We've got something a little bit different for you this week. So earlier this week, I chatted to the lovely ladies from Mellow Mama, Amelia and Jade, and we had a lovely chat about their company. So they specialise in aromatherapy for pregnancy, for labour, for birth, and for recovery and just in motherhood in general. So it was a really, really interesting chat. Great to hear so much about how aromatherapy can support you in those moments, what oils are important to use at certain times of motherhood. I learned so much, and I'm sure you will too. So yeah, let's dive in with today's episode, and I hope you enjoy and let me know what you think. And I will be bringing you some more of these episodes soon because I love chatting to mums in this space so we can all get to know a little bit more about how we can support ourselves during this time. So enjoy this chat with the ladies from Mellow Mama.
Hi
ladies, how are you both?
Good, how are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. Yeah, really good. So excited to chat to both of you. So do you want to first just introduce yourselves to everyone that's watching and tell us a little bit about your names, what you do, and a little bit about Mellow Mama?
Yeah, definitely. So I'm Amelia.
I'm Jade.
And we sort of created Mellow Mama, what, over a year ago now?
Yeah,
year and a half?
At the start of 2023?
Yeah. Time flies. And so I'm currently working across the whole of Manchester in a public health role, but I was a clinical community midwife for 4 years in Manchester. And then
I'm still working as a community midwife as well for the NHS. Oh, as well as doing Mellow Mama outside of work.
Amazing. So yeah, so lovely to have you both. So we're going to chat a little bit about aromatherapy in pregnancy and in motherhood as well in general. So just first of all, what inspired you both to start the company, really? So aromatherapy, what inspired you to start a company based upon that?
Well, all started when Jade was pregnant, really. So I think we both loved aromatherapy in a more general sense before that anyway. I've always found that aromatherapy really helped with like anxiety and sleep and those kind of things. But when Jade got pregnant, aromatherapy was such a big part of it, and I looked after Jade in labour and the baby, so, and it was one of the first things to go in the birth bag was the diffuser. And one of the first things to get set up in the room, wasn't it? We were like, get essential oil bar.
Priorities, definitely.
Yeah. So we were like, let's set the space. So yeah, that was kind of the start of it, really. And then from then, that was such an amazing experience. It was like one of the best things I've ever done, looking after Jade in that moment to become a mum. Like, it was just the biggest privilege. And I think we reflected so much on that experience.
Yeah,
and just talked about it in so many ways and noted everything that was amazing about it, and that was definitely one of the things that really stuck out. And it became a bit of a joke, didn't it? People were checking on how she was getting on and were like, it smells nice whenever the door opened.
And it really, your environment's obviously huge when you're in labour, and like Amelia said, setting that space, because it can really progress or, you know, slow things down as well. So definitely made a difference, and it just made me feel like right, really at home, and I just felt so safe and so loved, because like my environment was just set up in a way that was just to make me feel like special and comfortable and everything. So yeah, I think it definitely makes a huge difference.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it really does. You're right, like environment, isn't it, is so important, right, in any sense, but especially when it comes to labour and giving birth, and you want to feel safe, you want to feel comfortable. So yeah, I can see how that supports so much. So also obviously during pregnancy and labour as well, but how about like a recovery as well? Can sense support with our recovery after baby?
Yeah, so I think we've just recently started doing our postnatal sort of aromatherapy and mindfulness sessions, and that really came from us talking about how it can be a part of that postnatal period and the recovery from that. I think when you're pregnant, everybody's just asking, how are you? And then as soon as baby arrives, how are yous go out the window, and it's how's baby doing? And it's about cultivating that space for self-care. And I think looking after your mental health, looking after your physical health, but setting specific time to do that. And aromatherapy is one of the ways that you can do that. And it really acts as a great tool to be able to create that environment and bring you that self-care. So we like our postnatal oils and stuff. We've got like body oils that are great for like a little bit of a massage time, or even just after you've had a shower, taking time to actually moisturize your body or whatever it may be, or popping that diffuser on and having 10 minutes reading your book, that makes a huge difference. So I think that's where that came from.
Yeah,
really.
It does, you're so right, and that's what I find with a lot of the mums who are in this community as well, is it's really hard, isn't it? We know ourselves, if you have kids as well, you know it's a lot harder than it seems to make that time for yourself, and those little things, as you say, that can just like pop in your aromatherapy on, it just puts you in that mindset then, doesn't it, as well, of like, this is now my time.
Yeah 100%. Or telling yourself, like, I've put my aromatherapy on, I'm going to have a great night's sleep.
Yeah.
And, you know, our mind is obviously so important as well. And when we're in that, when we set a good mindset and we think, I'm going to have a good night's sleep tonight, and it just...
Yeah.
It
helps.
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely. So are there any specific oils that are particularly helpful in, say, pregnancy and recovery? Are they different? Are they different oils? Tell us a bit about that.
They're really different. So I think... In fact, so one of my favourites is mandarin. I absolutely am obsessed with mandarin, aren't I? I love it. I think, one, it smells incredible, but also it brings like a positive energy. So mandarin oil's sort of been proven to cultivate a really positive mindset and bring like happiness and those happy hormones. And I think that matches really beautifully with things like lavender that bring calm. And then you can kind of get this lovely blend where you're just cultivating a positive environment for yourself.
Promotes sleep as well, and like reducing anxiety. So that one's really good. We've like made a few different blends. We've got ones for each stage in the pregnancy. So we do a full bundle where we've kind of looked at each stage in pregnancy. So early pregnancy, where we've got our antenatal refresh blend, and that's got spearmint in it, which has helped to reduce sickness. We've got that for women if they're suffering with sickness in pregnancy. And then we've just done like a general antenatal one for reducing anxiety, like mindset. So they've all got oils that are aiming to reduce those symptoms. And then we've got ones for like post-date. So if you go past your due date, get to 37 weeks and you're thinking, I really want to try and promote like spontaneous labour, we've got oils with clary sage in as well. So we've got safety instructions on each of those to say that they're the ones that should be used after 37 weeks to obviously help encourage contractions. And then our postnatal blend has got peppermint in it, which is to increase milk supply production as well. So each one's been like carefully selected for every stage in pregnancy, basically.
That's so important, isn't it, as well, because with so much just readily available for us to order, it's quite hard, isn't it, to know kind of what is a genuine helpful oil, or even just what the, as you said, that I didn't know that like the peppermint oil can help with that breast milk production. That's like amazing. If I've got anyone watching and they do want to start, whether they're pregnant, whether they've had a baby, obviously you provide these amazing essential oils for them to use. And what are they looking out for though in general for it to be a good quality essential oil?
I think anything that's just 100% organic, with the body oils, they always have to be mixed with a carrier oil because the essential oil is too strong to just put directly onto the skin. But generally, with essential oils, it's just looking for that the organic sort of, not, 100% of what it says on the tin. We're not looking for it to be mixed with anything. And then I think looking at how it's blended. So you have to be a qualified person to know, and you have to do a course and to know how to blend these things appropriately, because you can do certain ones to certain concentrations and others have to be stronger and weaker and for it to be safe. So just making sure that somebody's sort of had that certificate, certificate to say that they can do that.
Yeah, and some oils aren't safe used in pregnancy either, so it's making sure that if you are just buying essential oils, like over the counter, making sure that they're safe for use in pregnancy, because a lot of them will say in their instructions whether they're safe.
And as well, I think everybody knows like Clarisage in like in pregnancy, it's like, oh, they do, I think so closely associated. But if somebody wasn't to know that actually, yeah, that can cause contractions. So it's to use that only in the safe time that it, when you're wanting contractions, not just at the
Yeah, not 7 months in, ideally. Amazing. No, so good to know. I want to know if you have like a favorite, because for me, I love yoga. I love rituals, so it's like that ritualistic aspect of it as well, is it? Do you have like a favorite kind of routine or ritual that you have as a go-to?
I mean, I'm a very I've got like a very set routine, even from just being like literally from being a child. I feel like that bath bed situation for me has never left. So pretty much every night I'll run myself a bubble bath and put my diffuser oil on next to my bed, and then I go in and my lights are low.
The house always smells like a spa.
That sounds
That genuinely sets me up every night, and I definitely have the predisposition to be a little bit more of an anxious person. I've struggled with that quite a lot, so I think using that and knowing that it sets my space and I feel really calm and it works, I do think routine is a really good thing. And it's so difficult because babies have no routine. So I haven't got children yet, but when I do, I'm definitely going to try and keep an element of that for myself, even if I can't do that because my child won't have it, because they don't do, they won't go
Do
with the
what you
flow.
want.
But for myself, I know that that part of my evening routine is just heavenly. Honest to God, like putting my diffuser on and having like the lights all cute and sitting in bed after a bath reading a book, that's just a
That's
dream.
heaven, isn't it?
My happy place. And it's sad, and I'm like a grandma at 28, but I'll take it. I love it.
It's the best way, trust me, it really is. So obviously you said then about making it like a ritual, making it a routine. How does that kind of tie in then to say what I do with yoga? Is it a good thing to bring that scent, that aromatherapy into practices like yoga or meditation? How do they tie together for you?
We've got so we do yoga, like we love yoga. We've got some friends that are yoga instructors as well. So we have started to make like a yoga range, haven't we? So we do like diffuser oils. We've not brought them out like officially yet. And we've got some body oils as
I'll use
well. Body oils, and our friends that are yoga instructors use them for like Shavasana at the end, assist. And they've got a really good response on them. So you can use them for that. And obviously the diffusers on while you're doing the yoga sessions as well, just to again set that space. And in meditation as well, it's I think anything that's gonna help make it an intentional thing. You know what I mean? Like it's different. It's like I said about going to bed, like it's better that you create that environment and then proceed to do it, rather than just sort of going, oh, I'm gonna go to bed now and just like run upstairs, jump into bed, and then just lie there and expect to fall asleep instantly. Like it just doesn't happen. So with like meditation, I think, creating again that environment and using aromatherapy to do that, not only have you got the essential oil benefits that are there, you've also got the space that just help everything run more smoothly. But yeah, the Shavasana assists and stuff is amazing for yoga, and yeah, it's, I mean, nothing better.
better than a yoga studio with it smelling nice. So
I agree, completely agree. And then in terms of postnatal, so obviously we briefly touched on it before, but postnatal recovery, obviously it's a very big thing, isn't it, recovering from birth. How can that, so what sort of oils or what sort of environment are we kind of trying to set up for that postnatal recovery? What's going to support us in that? Because obviously, as you said, like it's a time where a lot of anxiety can come up, a lot of kind of neglect of ourselves and just that self-care. So what are the best things to use during that time? What are we looking for?
I think lavender definitely for sleep and restfulness. Again, I'm just obsessed with Mandarin, so... for the positivity, definitely, in the day, and it's quite an energizing scent, so I think that really helps in the mornings. But yeah, so I think those two for me, any that you would say.
And the peppermint's really good for like a clear mind. Yeah, so obviously postnatally you can suffer a lot with brain fog, so it's quite a refreshing aroma for just clearing your head a little bit. And then again, like milk production as well, you know, for women that are wanting to increase their milk production supply and supporting breastfeeding with baby as well.
It's good for the peppermint's good for dealing with like hot flashes as well.
Okay.
So a lot of people get like those night sweats and that hot kind of thing, so it's really good for that. And we had, I don't know if we've still got some, but we used to in our, I think we put them in our labour bundle, the fans, and then people can use it in labour. But actually having like a paper fan, and then you can drop the essential oil on, you know, wake up in the middle of the night and you're sweating and you're just like,
our postnatal really body oil as well has got peppermint in. So when you rub it onto your skin, because it's kind of like a menthol effect, body down. So it's really good.
So before we wrap up, it's been so lovely chatting to you, getting to know more about it. I'm really interested to know even more again. But what, for anyone who is watching and is really interested in this, I'm sure loads of people are, whether they're pregnant, whether they've just had a baby, or whether they just want to feel a bit more chilled. What, tell us about the services that you offer and where we can get your products as well. What have you got on offer for us?
Yep, so we have a whole range of products. We do a Mellow Me range, which is non-pregnancy. It's just for anyone. I mean, people who are non-pregnant can still use the pregnancy range. I do. and then we've got our pregnancy range that spans all the way from antenatal. We do body oils and diffuser oils, and we do bubble baths and moisturizers as well. All to cover from the very beginning of pregnancy right till postnatal anytime. And then we've also got a Mellow Menopause range as well, just because we're really interested in women's health in general. A couple of really cool products in there, like a cold flush spray and those kind of things. But they're all on our website, and Instagram's kind of the main place that we work through, so our links in the bio for the website on there. We're very open, so if anyone ever has questions, we really encourage people to just DM us and just message us and ask, and we're always happy to answer questions. And we've got our aromatherapy and mindfulness sessions as well, haven't we?
Yeah, so we offer them locally in like Cheshire, Manchester way, and we come over for like 90 minutes and we do a full aromatherapy session, where we do massage, acupressure, we have the aromatherapy oils, put the aromatherapy in the diffuser, and then Amelia does like a mindfulness script and like a hypnobirthing script as well, while we do it. And you've got your eye mask on and you lay in bed and it's all nice and relaxing. And we've had some women that have just had like an out-of-body experience, or some people fall asleep.
I can see why. Sorry.
Which is another, we had an amazing session with a really lovely client, and we did the aromatherapy labour induction, and then we got a message a few hours later saying, oh yeah, I'm starting to contract a bit. And we were like, oh yay. And then we got a photo come through on Instagram on the 2 a.m. at 2 a.m. and she'd had a beautiful home birth with the diffuser still going in the background that we'd set up, and it was just, it was lush.
Love that so much. Oh, that's so lovely. Well, thank you so much for joining us. I'm definitely going to be getting some of your definitely pregnancy and postnatal scents going on in the studio, but let us know when that yoga studio or the yoga range launches, because I'd love to try that for sure. And I'm sure the mums who are in my community as well, a lot of them do their yoga from home, so they are always thinking like, how can I make my home set up a bit better, a bit nicer? Aromatherapy is the way.
Like a spa. Yeah, definitely.
Oh, well, thank you so much, ladies. It's been so lovely to chat to you.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, thank you. It's been nice to meet you as well.
Yay, I know, it's been so lovely. All right then. Thanks.
Bye. Bye.